card kind of ramming the building or something like this, and then they were kind of masking it by trying to make it into a plant bed. And I thought that kind of fit like tricky disposition of the building, something quite, I don't know, it's quite oppressive, and it seems to seem to have some coffin like structures outside it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this was a stack of a sign.
Yeah, I think that would be interesting, but I'm wondering why they were such a building.
It's hard to read it though.
I don't know what they could clamp on the signs. I mean, it almost looks like a bird, like these are its wings. It's like a utilitarian bird with its, I don't know, like a mask, like a helmet, like a, almost like a, like watching out, like, because it's quite high up watching over. Yeah, to fit the. This is just outside the Catalan Embassy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's basically waste, isn't it? Like those hoops. Material that's been used for signage and they just dropped and they're just left on the thing, so it's kind of urban waste. Oh, that's the Cine Club. So this is the Islamic Center and the Cine Club,
yeah,
right next to one another. Yeah,
it's
funny, isn't it? Yeah.
The Islamic Center and the Cine Club.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
they don't have a sign on the train.
Or the opposite. First they go there and then the tail story.
Yeah, we're going to go back and observe that to see if we can see it. Well, that's the little crescent, the Keystone Crescent. It's a very narrow step to get into those houses that are in a sort of a circular format. Very strange kind of plan, I think, for those houses.
Everything seems to be smaller, even the bins are smaller, and the doorways are thinner.
Yeah.
Like
The mini cab and the off license were all working at 1:30. And I checked about the liquor. You can buy liquor any time now. It used to be only until 11 p.m. Mm-hmm. Now you can buy alcohol any time. So if you want to get beer or wine after midnight, that's fine. Because I remember when I checked about a year ago, you couldn't buy any alcohol after 11. They put a special screen over the fridge.
Yeah.
Now this guy said, no problem, any time. So that's...
And also I thought it was interesting, it was right outside the bus stop. It seemed like it would try and attract people waiting for the bus if they were drunk or they were waiting there and they were just like, oh, I can't bother, I'm just going to get a cab.
Yeah. Oh, for the mini cabs.
Yeah.
And was this the one, or the other off-license was next door to the backpacker hostel, so that was probably quite good for the backpackers to buy cheap alcohol as well. This was a mysterious shop front.
That was the one with the three cameras and the infrared camera.
Yeah.
And we didn't know what it was. Yeah. Is it maybe Catherine identified that as well, did she?
Something like the cinema.
Yeah, maybe something else illicit. Yeah.